likes the way I do my corn. Isn't he a treasure? More corn?
Gerald's not Jerry.
Look at
Gerald.
How he chows right through my corn. It's my only pleasure. I boil it on the hot plate till all the juice is gone. Bless his soul, he knows which side my corn is buttered on. Jerry lacks
Gerald.
A mother's tender
care.
Nobody to need him. Mothers now are barely ever there. Someone's gotta feed him the kind
Gerald
of things that I like.
In my
his
duty.
High school friends all
my
store.
Duty.
Cottage cheese, camomile, Dr. Norman, Vincent Peale, but
Jerry
likes my corn. The things you do for me, Jerry, you're my Gibraltar.
The corn is out of this world.
Oh, did I do it nicely? He always compliments me on the way I do my corn. Jerry is a son like my own, too.
Gerald likes my lamps.
Never phone you. More salt? Boys have more important things to do after they disown you. And though he hardly says much, I understand his grunts. Hey means hi, yo means yes. Believe me, he's no dunce. Anything that breaks,
Gerald lapses.
He knows which
Gerald
to
lapses a lot.
Jerry is a fixer.
She drinks.
Happy hour
tea,
starts right after school.
And then she
Jerry
picks out the little
set.
Pieces of duty from
he
my
He tells me things the kids like, and I just
Gerald
feel reborn.
Likes me. Oh.
Mountain Dew, Super Bowl, sex
Gerald.
And drugs and rock and roll, but most of all, my core.
Really?
Jerry, you know what I'd like? Some music. I'm happier when I'm singing than anything I've ever done since I was born. See if you can find that song. Oh, you know the one I just adored.
Gerald.
Let me help, Mother Darling.
Turn that music off.
Do you like my corn?
You what?
My
you
corn.
Sure? No, I don't.
My corn.
Corn?
Didn't you hear the song I was playing?
Yes, it was just wonderful.
Gerald likes the poopy that, I mean, no. Gerald likes the little pieces of duty in my corn. Listen,
okay.
Why are you typing already for me?
Listen, I don't really like to eat duty so much.
But Gerald likes the corn anyway. Doesn't mean you have to eat it. You could masticate it, chew it.
Baby. Well, that's true. I do like that.
All right, maids.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, let me tweet and let me switch the Skype over. The Skype.
Okay.
Yeast
okay.
Radio WP. Okay.
Yeah.
Gerald
yes.
likes the corn. Oh, by the way, I just approved three comments from the Yeast Radio blog. I didn't notice before. So
great.
You might want to read them since I believe they're related to the Hagathard AIDS and Wanda.
Okay.
Go ahead and read those, will you, out loud while I look for the layups?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, Andy.
Sure, whatever you need, Lesbian.
Did you hear my new sound clip? Did I I assembled while...
No.
You didn't hear? You asked for this, and I made it, too. Just a second, let me turn on the speaker.
Okay.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas.
Horrible.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas.
Horrible.
I knew you'd like that, and you like my corn. All right.
I see two comments, not three, but okay.
Oh, maids. Well, maybe one was from the other. Yeah, one was from another. No, there were three. There were three.
Well, there's the one with the picture of you shopping.
Okay.
And then there is Haggith, the next time you're on the show, can you explain the appeal of hula reels to me? I don't get how anonymous sex with a dick through a hula is fun.
Good question.
I'm not judging. I just don't see the appeal, writes Goatsy.
Goatsy?
Goatsy Lachem. You know, Goatsy Lachem in a Warwick.
Now we got to sing it. Hagotsi, why aren't you singing?
Goatsy Lachem in a Warwick.
Goatsy Lachem in ha ha horrets.
Haiti Rockefeller, bottom button.
Fella.
Button, button.
Hold on, I'm almost ready. I got to tweet it now. I got the live grandma.
What happened?
Jerry likes the corn within my jar.
I don't even know he.
What? What?
Stripes.
What hurts? Your vagina? Itches? Stripes. What? Oh, you don't like the stripes? I can change in a minute. Yeah,
no, I do this. Not.
I know that was bad. I actually meant to change. But okay. I didn't. Okay. Let's see. What was I going to do? Oh, I was going to tweet the shit. Let me go into my tweet deck and tweet the thing.
That's right, Rectern.
Did you
text Haiti to Leah?
I hate
Rectern. He's
such a
douche.
Actually, we have a prize. Today is, do you want to go ahead and announce our special benefit? Gerald?
Really?
Yeah. Our benefit.
What do you mean?
We used to, Haiti.
Excuse me?
Haiti. People are going to pay PayPal money for Haiti. But we're sort of going to not give it to them, but it's for Haiti. Do you understand? Hey. Stand.
Mitch.
What are you?
Too soon.
Honey, I need to pay bills.
Okay.
All right, let's raise
are
money.
Are you raising money for Haiti Rockefeller prep pills? Keyshawn would like to know.
Yes. Okay. Cheryl and Oi are live now. Okay, let's Facebook and... Okay, what's the topic? The topic is live. I don't want to write hate. Oh, fuck it. No, what's the topic now, Gerald?
You're going. Well, True Duty will be very soon, so I guess that could be the topic.
Okay, then Gerald
we'll
and
do
Corn.
It live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
The topic is Gerald with Corn Duty.
The topic is URLs need to be allowed.
Oh, Emmy.
And probably I'm taking off censorship as well because, you know, morally safe, turned.
Cheryl.
What?
Aren't you a moderator? Can't you do this yourself?
Listen.
Why have I never made you a moderator? This is ridiculous.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Murkowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on whoreal.org.
Now, Gerald, hold on. Hold on, Gerald. First of all, you're a moderator, so you can fix it. Wait. Before you play that again, the version that was tweeted by J Made Shade earlier in the week, I liked it more because your voice was fast. Can you play that one?
It sounded all funny, though.
No, it was better because it sounded funny that way. Play that one, please.
No, fine.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Murkowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on whoreal.org.
No, I like it because the last person a lot of time is faster.
Next time you want me to talk fast, all you got to do is say, Royal, that was a very nice recording you made. Can you do it faster?
I love the recording, but I thought it was perfect the way it was.
It's all jumpy.
That's what, see, look what Jay made. You don't understand, Gerald. You like my corn, but you're an idiot. See? J-Made's Shade says, my version was better because I got Cheryl in the same tempo as the other people. That's what I'm saying. Now play J-Made's Shades again. Actually, J-Made's, why don't you send me a link to yours so I don't have to go through that rilch. Well, mine is higher fidelity.
Right.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Stahl.
Morley Safer. Fine. He can send you the link.
Cheryl, did you see this link that a Chicago person just posted? It says, yeah. Weight Watchers clinic floor collapses under dieters. The floor of a Weight Watchers clinic in Sweden collapsed beneath a group of 20 members of the weight loss program who were gathered for a meeting. That's unbelievable.
Huge thud, and we thought it was an earthquake and everything flew up in the air. The floor collapsed in one corner of the room and along the walls. Soon the fault line spread across the room and other sections of the floor gave way. Luckily, all of the dieters escaped uninjured and managed to move the scales to the corridor, which was not damaged in the incident, and were able to complete their weekly weigh-in. The cause of the floor's collapse remains under investigation. I wonder what it could be.
Okay, I'm going to play this lovely... Oh, wait, let me save it. Hang on. Go ahead and keep talking. I'm not quite ready for this.
Why?
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you standing on your own two lips? Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites your lips. Yeah, lippy, lips, lips. Another one. I'm stalling since you're obviously not doing a very good job. Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. This is the better version by Jane Lanes.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Murkowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney puts his panties tonight on
Who Are You? Why is the whole thing sad?
I know. That was an accident, but I think it's funny.
Okay.
Here, this is the right way. Here, sorry, again, here.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Murkowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on YouTube.org.
They're both good.
Wait, more ticking. No, Gerald. You like my corn, I know. But
I want to pick it out of your pieces of duty.
Gerald likes my corn. Gerald likes my corn.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas. Horrible, horrible.
Horrible. Hello.
What?
What?
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas. Horrible.
That's better. Anyway, now we're having an auction today, Gerald. To raise money for Sort of Haiti, kinda. I know you're going to play some damn clips.
The guy is both using and misspelling the N-word. I think it's fair to say, just descriptively, without comment, you, sir, are an illiterate racist.
That was for you, Nate.
I spell it.
Illiterate racist.
You, sir, are an illiterate racist.
Come on, can I announce it's not a giveaway, it's an auction.
Okay.
Well,
Haiti.
I want you to notice that these are wrapped.
Was that curmudgeon?
Fresh off the presses. I have raw dickin' at number 3. In sits cellophane with raw dicks on the back.
Ooh, who gets AIDS in it?
And a DVD. Lots of people. You just have to buy it to find out. We have Die Die Brooklyn.
Is there like a hidden thing at the end where you get to see who got AIDS?
Yeah, it's an Easter egg. We have Day Day Brooklyn.
Dachi Brooklyn. Okay.
Annie Rockefeller.
Again.
Annie. Oh, no, Envy. Manny Baby, Remy Moores.
Manny Baby.
Demory Rockefeller. Speechless Demoria. Rockefeller. Julian Rockefeller. Spider-Man with a Y. Okay. Rockefeller. So we'll auction this off. Starting bid is $50. And go ahead and give us that. And the money goes to sort of kind of Hades. Now, this one is even more relevant. Or should we do number 2 later? What do you think? Well, this one is really because you know that the island that Haiti is on is called Hispaniola, which it shares with Santo Domingo, in case you haven't heard Anderson Cooper getting fucked. Did you see my tweet about him, by the way? I thought it was funny.
How do you turn the sensor off, Mary? I don't even know who I am.
Exclamation point, sensor off. Did you not see what I tweeted about Anderson Cooper? I retweeted his thing yesterday about... I thought it was really funny.
Easter eggs.
Oh, you don't like my corn very much, do you? Oh, here. R.T. Anderson Cooper. We're live from Haiti again tonight, reporting on the devastation of my hole. 10 p.m. Eastern time. You didn't see that?
No.
Cheryl prolapsed it. So anyway, so this is called, speaking of destruction on Haiti, this is called Santo Domingo number 3, Dominican Dick Destruction. See that?
So they're destroyed not by an earthquake this time, but by a dick?
Yes, and this is
not nice.
This is a with condom DVD, And I...
So there's no AIDS spreading.
No AIDS spreading, and these just layups. Right. And I produced both of these DVDs, and I'm selling them to the highest bidder, who bids at least $50. And by bidding, I mean donating at PayPal. So if you happen to be the luckiest person... How do we do this, Gerald? I'm getting confused. How do we do the bid? I don't understand it.
Well, usually people use something like eBay. I don't know.
I don't think you can sell things like... Plus, I'm not supposed to sell it because it was like... You know what I mean?
Right. It's donation. Whoever donates the most at PayPal. That's right, Herizord.
Yeah, whoever donates... The two biggest donors get these wonderful things. Now, I don't know which is number one.
But imagine, yeah. Listen.
But it's for Haiti at the same
time. What if this is going to result in nobody donating because no one wants them? I mean, I don't want
AIDS. Well, listen, you can still donate and not get the DVD. All you have to do is say, no, thank you. It's like Streetwise, that newspaper they sell here on the streets.
That's not a good comparison, honey.
What are you talking about?
East Radio, help Matt Weinstein, the homeless. Nobody's going to buy it. No one ever listens to those people. No one gives them no money.
Gerald likes my corn. Those people make lots of money.
Right.
Money.
Right.
Listen, what do you mean my haiku? Oh, yeah, that haiku. Listen.
Excuse me?
No wards. Santo Domingo 3. Expect an AIDS cold in 3 to 5
Edith
days.
Edith Mistard would like to know what's on the DVD.
Who? Which DVD? Santo Domingo or AIDS? I mean... Raw. Which one? Oh, the second one, because I read the first one. Okay. Lobo. Now, scene one is Lobo Negro and Manguera Rubia. Scene two is Ray Sanchez and Willie Grace. Scene three is Chico Nemo and Rock Away. Scene four is Chocolate Dominicano and Gabriel Gomez. Scene five is La Machina und Zafiro. And scene six.
Are there special features names?
Oh, Kid yeah. Like. Oh, yeah. All right.
But are there duty Easter eggs, like water duty?
You just have to see. And Alex Christo and Manny G.
Scene one, almost AIDS transmission.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Gerald likes my corn.
Because what
if I donate, I will change my shirt because this is horrible. And you, and I will get up and let Gerald.
What is this crap somebody's putting there? Let's take that out.
Are somebody spamming us? Get rid of him. Get rid of the person. It's just a spam bot. Get rid of the person.
Banned.
Can't believe all this time we've been doing the show and I never made you a moderator, Raider.
Well, you know, I'm not good enough.
I'm going to change before we do the...
Thank you.
I'm going to put something... I don't like the... See, I'm using a different camera this time. I don't like it. It makes me look too much like I really look.
Like fall off.
Even uglier. Hold on. No, not even uglier, but ugly still. Mostly.
Are we mad that you trying to get on Wanda Winston's program, Agatha? Listen, Agatha, I wish that you would get on her grum, because then you would leave us the fuck alone. Good Christ. Now you better behave yourself or I'll ban you, mates. Thank you. Dictor scale. What? Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Timmy, why don't you call Agatha? You know, you can have her on your gram. You can, you know, interview her, and then she can harass you. I'm going.
Gerald.
I banned Agatha by accident. Just kidding.
Gerald.
What?
No, Agatha's not there again, is she?
I don't know. But anyways, we have more important things to talk about than that diet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Right. Huh?
Like what? I have topics, too. I made a list on my phone.
Well, okay, giving Agatha one minute, there is a haiku about her for Baby Jane. Baby Jane writes, Agatha will love Wanda Wisdom's Grum. They can share stories and math. I'm going.
Again, please.
Okay. Agatha will love. Wanda Wisdom's Grum. They can share stories and meth.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas. Horrible.
Fellas.
Sudden fright.
Should I change? I should edit it so that it's fella fellas. Oh, they do say fella fellas.
Hag-a-Dave.
It was an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset
you.
What?
Mitch.
Oh, no cycling, no cycling. We got a nasty email about cycling.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas.
Will you read that letter? The email?
Excuse me?
Somebody wrote a nasty email to me about cycling.
All right, hold on. Okay. Matt, put it.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Zaper.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Kutowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney puts his panties tonight on
TV.org. Matt, stop. Stop it!
What?
He writes, hi, I am a big
Wait,
fan.
Who's he? Who's he? Name, I need first and last. John who?
I don't say his last name.
Why? Is he a Rockefeller fellow?
Yes, it's John Rockefeller.
Okay.
I am a big fan of your show and enjoy listening to you and Cheroyal's antics while at work in my studio.
Note that he says he in his studio so that we can appreciate the fact that he's an artist. He's not just a normal person who
and
works.
Stewart.
It's important for us to know that he works in a studio.
Lately, you have been on a huge cycling kick, and I've had to turn the programs off as this is extremely unbearable. It is obvious you get a kick out of these sound clips
really?
And find them funny. But if you are interested in maintaining listeners, parenthesis, which you often talk about, close parenthesis, it would be great
Ooh.
If you could give it a rest. Thanks so much, John. You wrote.
Magic Scheduler are going to put cock rings around their lapses and get their kind.
I'm not done.
I'm Bob Simon.
I know you're not. We're taking a cycling break.
And I'm Cheryl Bukowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on...
Okay, all right, stop. Okay. You wrote, dear Cheryl...
It goes out with the ticking. That's not me.
You wrote, dear Cheryl, please deal with this douche. And so I wrote, dear John Aids... I am sorry that you feel this way about Miss Weinstein.
Dang.
She is very sensitive and requires a certain amount of repetition.
Ms. Weinstein.
It might be OCD. None of us are sure. What we are sure about is that she is a whore, a slut, and most of all, does what she wants. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm not answering it.
I'm sorry that you do not enjoy her cycles, but that is how she is. She's done this ever since she started doing a grum 80,000 years ago. Take a pic of which clip she cycles on, but it's always something. Now please send money and I will be sure to fix it. Yell at her like I always do. Love, lapses, and N-wording pooped panties.
Wait, say the last sentence again. I was cycling over it.
Love, lapses, and N-wording pooped panties.
What does that mean, N-wording pooped panties? I don't understand that, Gerald. Do you like my corn?
Excuse me?
Do you like my corn? Do you like my corn, the way I make my corn? And when I poopy it out in my panties, you like it? Do you like it, my corn? It's a simple question, Gerald.
What?
Do you like my corn?
No, but I like your shirt better than the previous one. Good Christ.
Okay.
Okay, now, Yeah. Should we do True Duty?
Oh, True Duty is the best part of the show. It just I like the anticipation. It's like building up to an orgasm. By the way, I did accidentally have some orgasm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had an accident. So that's why you're in a good mood. That's cool.
Well, plus my house guest left, though I was sad for him to leave. But I
had. But you mean you had lots of accidents with him?
No, no, no. Well, you don't have sex. We don't have sex. Right. I was kidding. No, but the sex wasn't with him, seriously. But listen to me, Geraldine. I got to tell you that Patrick was on his way home, and his brother is completely sane. He's literally a sociopath. His brother came and picked him up. It took them. You know how long it took them to get home to Cleveland, Ohio? Is that where Timmy's from? Is he from Cleveland? Does he live in Cleveland?
He's an Ashtabuler.
I don't know what that means. But anyway, what hurts? Anyway, you know how long it took him to get back to Cleveland? 24 hours. His brother is insane, and his brother was showing him his balls in the car. His brother was showing him his balls in the car and how he shaves it, Gerald. And you know what else? And then Patrick texts me today. He says, my brother wants to send you a cock pic. Is that okay? Can I give him your number? I said, yeah, of course. Now, can I show you this thing?
Of course.
It's disgusting. It looks... Well, I told him, I said, I said, ew, it looks like a walrus. You tell me if I was right.
Okay.
Is that a walrus?
I'm waiting for it. It's delayed, Mary.
Wow.
Very delayed. Okay. What? It looks blue.
Well, that's not, it's not blue.
It looks like a penis with an enormous vein and some smegma all over it.
It looks like a potato, doesn't it? Or a
potato.
It looks disgusting. Ugh. And, oh, here, you know what? How can I do this quickly where I can put it on for the internet to see? Anyway, ugh, I'll figure it out. So I'll read you some of this conversation. This is a nice build-up to True Duty.
Mance, did you see that you won a 2009 GLAAD Award?
For what? Fattest lesbian on earth?
I guess so.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I wrote, how big is it, Horde? He writes, a lot bigger than Patrick's. I wrote, in inches, please. He writes, 2 inches in diameter, 7¾ long. I write, Patrick's is bigger. And I write, and he writes, no way. And I write, yes, I know, I sucked it dry. It's not true. I wouldn't say it if it was, trust me.
One turd said that you won a GLAAD Award for accurate portrayal of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and N-word persons.
That's accurate. He writes back, I'm jealous. I wish I was gay. Why? Balls and all? Not balls. Gay guys got it made. How so? You suck each other off. You don't have to listen to a woman bitch. And I wrote back, true. Women are dreadful and never shut up. And then he writes, my old lady busted my balls all week because I was out of town and I'll have to get to jack off. Won't even get a blowjob when I get home. The end. Word. Okay.
All right, are you ready for True Duty? Great.
Okay, but while you're doing that, I'm going to figure out how to post this picture to
the
ground.
No, you need to listen, otherwise I'm not doing it, so.
Fine, Nade.
Ooh, Lenny.
Wait, before you start. Hold on. I just realized something. Hold on, let me talk, this is important. We need, and I went to the dentist today, speaking of gums.
Oh, good.
We need a True Duty theme song.
Fine.
Will somebody please create us a True Duty theme song? Because right now, all I have is this, and I don't think this is very good. Okay, so let me just intro it. This will be this is the sort of temporary song, and as soon as you hear the theme song end, Cheryl, you can go ahead.
Last week on True Duty, I helped Tyra Banks humiliate herself on video, but unfortunately, Oprah found the tape and is now using it against me to go after Madonna.
Woof, 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 woof.
2 days later, and I'm sitting in my hotel room in New York with Oprah. Cheryl, listen. Listen,
I'm listening.
I can finally tell you why I'm going after Madonna. There have been a number of times where I wanted to get her on my show, but she would act like she was too busy to stop by Chicago.
Right.
But then spend weeks promoting shit in New York and L.A. So this is what I'm going to do. It turns out that Madonna is sick and needs a doctor to come by her home in the Upper East West Side.
Does she have AIDS?
I intercepted the call, and you are going to act like a physician. Do whatever you need to and come back with all of the dirt that you can on that Italian hag. Listen, I don't know why you needed me for this, seeing as I have absolutely no experience in the medical field. And really, you're getting revenge on her for that? That is the dumbest. Before I could finish, Oprah clearly had enough of my sass. Call me Gail, you elderly prune white devil skank. I was shocked. Not only because she screamed at me, but because she called me elderly. I had to remind her that I was 25. And while I certainly may look slightly older than my actual age, I'm still beautiful in every way possible, inside and out. I decided to let this comment pass, as the day was not about the Yenny Oprah Gale, but about
the what? Oprah Gale? What'd you say?
I decided to let this comment pass, as the day was not about the Yenny Oprah Gale, but about
the
Madonna.
What? What did you
refer? Yenny.
What does that mean? Yenny.
Nothing. I arrived at Madonna's apartment on the Upper West Side. Her assistant let me in and showed me to her room. There she was, laying in her bed. Her face was so ugly.
You all right?
She had her pull-ups pumped full of so much saline, and her face was pulled back so much that she gave off this pouty catfish look.
She looks...
And yeah. She smelled so bad, Nate. The room smelled like a mixture of shrimp, durian, apple cider vinegar, and feces.
What, shrimp? What was the second thing?
Durian.
What does that mean?
D-U-R-I-A-N.
I never heard of that. What is that? Diarrhea?
An oval, spiny, tropical fruit containing a creamy pulp. Despite its fetid smell, it is highly esteemed for its flavor. Some kind of stinky fruit. Smells like poopy.
Is that what Madonna likes to eat?
Probably.
It probably causes estrogen or something.
Okay. Who are you and what are you doing here? She asked. Hello, Madonna. My name is Cheryl. The making a king.
What? That's... What?
Cheryl. Who are you? Oh. Let me spell it out for you. C-H-E-R.
Type it in the chat box.
I-L, quote, L-A-M-A-K-I-N-A, unquote, Kionk. Let me put it in the chat group.
Wait a second, but there's a person in this movie I just read. Did you hear it?
The Making a King.
How did you know about that? Did you get it from this?
I have no idea. I didn't write this.
Look, thing. I'll show you this. Scene 5, La Machina, exactly that, and Saphiro.
Okay. Yes.
That's not right.
Okay. Hello, Madonna. My name is Cheryl La Machina King, and I was sent from your physician's office. It seems you're... And yes, you came from that movie. It seems your normal doctor is out of town. Now, what can I do for you? She pulled back her blanket, exposing her gaping and deformed vagina. after several children and 30 years of fucking her way into the spotlight, her cunt was obviously worn out. The leaves drooped as much as mine, honey. Cheryl, first of all, I must be anonymous. I don't know if there are any spies among us. Call me Morley Safer.
Ooh, really?
No, the truth is I'm not actually sick, but I do have a problem. Since you're not the doctor I usually use, I'm not sure if you're capable of helping me with this. Cheryl, I'm pregnant and I want an abortion. I'm too old to have another kid, and I'm afraid if I keep it, that it will become a Downs baby, like Sarah Palin's tard. I was ready to cry tears of joy. Not only was I happy that I would be able to perform an abortion on someone else, but that my hands would be going near the cunt of one of the most famous women in the world. Can it get any better than this? Listen, Morley, I can help you, and I know the sexiest, I mean the cleanest way to get rid of the parents, I mean fetus, stay put. I went into her closet to grab a couple of wire hangers, and while I was there, I found a miniature dirt devil vacuum. I also spotted a bag full of papers that surely must contain something that Oprah would find important. I grabbed a few papers and tossed them in my purse. Morley, I need you to hold still. The quicker I do this, the easier it will be for the both of us. I then grabbed and took a wire hanger and jammed it in her loose hole. Blood started coming out slowly, but I don't think I quite got it. A little bit of her cunt blood splattered and got on her teeth right near the massive gap. I took a few more stabs and finally...
How did teeth get... You mean the teeth in her vagina?
No, on her face.
How did the blood get from her vagina to her face?
Because it splattered, Nate.
Okay, that's a lot of blood.
A few more stands, and finally, I think I got it in the right spot. I was thinking, with the cunt being that loose, that the boardy would just fall out like a kid on the water slide, but sure enough, it was still stuck up inside of there. I grabbed the vacuum and put it right up to Madonna's chleos. After about 3 minutes, it fell out. She then grabbed it and put it in a Ziploc bag. Just like Christiane Amanpour, I think she liked to have dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, listen.
Isn't she too old to have babies?
Cheryl, listen. Though I have lost quite a bit of blood, I have one other problem that I need your help with. I've taken several laxatives, but I haven't been able to shit in over a month. Do you know anything about fecal incontinence? Do I ever, Morley? I was spraying in my ass.
I have a sound effect for this. Back up one sentence.
Okay. Do you know anything about fecal incontinence?
Go ahead.
Do I ever? I was spraying.
No, Morley. Do I ever Morley? That's the whole point.
Do you know anything about fecal incontinence? Do I ever Morley?
I'm Steve Croft.
Huh?
I just wanted the ticking, sorry.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I was spraying in my ass cunt with excitement. I not only had the opportunity to perform an abortion on Madonna, but I get to mess with her poopy, too. Bend over, Morley. Let me have a look. They were drying up curds surrounding her anus. She had tons of hair, and there were all of these little turds hanging on for life. She clearly hadn't cleaned back there in quite a while. Turds. I reached inside Madonna's asshole.
I felt something, so I grabbed it and pulled it out. It was a magnum-sized condom, Nate.
Ooh.
I don't know what brand she bought, but that...
Why would Madonna be using condoms? Doesn't Charity have the AIDS?
I don't know.
Can you say more, Lee, some more in the, during the story?
That thing didn't have any tear in it, but it was then that the unexpected happened.
Uh-oh.
Like the old faithful geyser, Madonna's hole erupted. And the shit explosion was so strong, it knocked me off the bed and into the wall. My body was covered in the pop star's month-old turds. Oh, Cheryl, you're a mess. You're covered in a whole family of Rockefellers.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas. Horrible.
Horrible. Okay. The next day, I arrived at Oprah Gale's hotel room. I gave her the papers, which turned out to be Madonna's plans to take over the thug porn world and start buying out companies in the porn industry. Oprah Gale decided that I did a good job and that finally, after all this time, I would be done with doing her dirty work. Mm-hmm. I returned home after weeks of panty-pooping adventures. Just as I was ready to relax in my chair with my box of Cheez-Ix, the phone rang.
Uh-oh.
Clearly, Oprah wouldn't already be calling me already, would she? Hello, I said. Hello, Cheryl. This is your sister, the all-knowing psychic Sylvia Brown. To be continued. Stay tuned to next week's East Radio for the dramatic conclusion of this season, season one of True Duty.
Cheryl, I don't know who that last person is you said. I don't know who that
really?
Is.
Who
is it?
Let me find this. Let me find this
Sylvia.
Name.
Sylvia.
Who is,
Brown.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Let me find. I have gone to great.
Why do I hear myself?
I'm sorry. Hello. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Roll them shoulders.
Okay. Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection.
And
I'm waiting.
With it.
Hi,
okay.
This is B.O. Infantry.
All right.
Radio Free Radio.
Played on the ground.
Whenever I'm at home experiencing one of those quiet, reflective moments, enjoying the smell of my own farts, I think of Madge Weinstein and Yeast Radio. Uh-oh, I think that was a wet one.
Are you ready?
Okay.
I forgot what you were supposed to be. Oh, did you... you what is this? You, am I supposed to click this YouTube?
I hate that fucking ass PW Fenton says distorted view. Okay.
He never liked my show. He had to put my show together for that... Well, never mind. I won't talk about it.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Quick.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
It is actually...
Did you hear what my name
Cheryl,
is?
Cheryl, Cheryl, Cheryl. Hold on. Let me play this Sylvia Brown thing out loud.
Fine.
This looks funny. Hold on.
Yes, I told you.
Yeah,
see,
you told me. You told me. Now shut up, because you're going to echo.
I said shut up.
This is my new book out. It is actually the truth about psychics, and I'm sure that I'm going to...
Is that a man?
...blow the lid off a lot of psychics.
She's my sister.
I'll say.
And Montel and I, years ago, were doing a whole series of breaking up these storefront psychics.
Oh, yeah, those bad ones.
And also give you a history of spiritualism, and what's even nicer in the back, I show you how to be psychic. And, you know, I've had a lot of psychics get mad at me about the fact of saying, well, if you're going to make everybody psychic, you're going to put us all out of business. I said, no.
It's mad.
The power of discernment is marvelous. You're never going to be able to read, you know, to get the lottery. But you certainly can be more discerning and help you along your way. But I don't want people to be taken in by these people who say you have a curse on you and you have a spirit behind you that's weeping.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Or you're coming from darkness into light. There's another one. Mm-hmm. Right. Coming from
imagine that.
Into
oh, that's those people are
so
ridiculous.
I explore that along with the really great psychics like Edgar Casey, and also kudos to Houdini, who broke up
the movies,
and even Arthur Conan Doyle that wrote about Sherlock Holmes. I tell you about all of them, even clear back to the cave.
She is ugly. I can't wait for you to shit all over her.
Pebbles and
pebbles.
You know, you're way
what
back
the
in
fuck?
History.
Pebbles.
So you can see that it's been
pebbles
around,
isn't real. It's a cartoon.
It's been around longer than even recorded history.
Pebbles.
If you want an autographed copy,
oh.
You can get one. If you go on, Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown. She's my sister, Nate.
Sylvia Brown. I wonder why she calls herself Brown. I'm sure
we'll find out next week.
I'm a true dude.
Okay.
Wait, let me turn
it's
you off.
She's scandalous. Okay.
She's ugly. But I want to go to her website. Like, what was it? SylviaBrown.com?
I don't know.
Sylvia Brown. With an E. Of course she has to have a fucking E because she's psychic. Oh, my God. Look at her. Cheryl, look at her website.
Did you hear that?
No. Do it. It's too loud. Look at her website. She has this triangular. Take the ward off.
Cut the water off.
She has a perfectly triangular head. And, you know, I'm speechless. Aura fella for this. Look, newsletter. She sells jewelry, Gerald. Yeah. She sells jewelry on her website. Jewelry. Why the fuck would you want? Yes, I love your taste, Sylvia. You're beautiful. Preview of Sylvia Brown's New Year's resolutions. Let's see. My God, she is ugly, Gerald. What is your top? Oh my God!
Can you hear that, man?
Yes, it's very loud.
Is it?
Loud, very loud, loud.
Okay. Now this is in response to that Pat Robertson. You know, he said those very horrible things about the too soon Haiti, and so you remember that woman, Mrs. Miller, our good friend.
Who said this?
Excuse me.
Who was too soon?
Haiti.
Hades?
Haitian. Now, Pat Robertson said some very offensive things.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Haiti. Mm-hmm. Now, Mrs. Miller, our good friend, an old woman and wonderful singer, has the same response.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Going.
Those goddamn voodoo turkeys! They had it coming! After their spear chicken jigaboos were needed anyways! They didn't have no water or no food! This is a blessing in disguise! Anytime a nigger gets killed, it's a blessing in my opinion! Stupid goddamn colors couldn't take a little earth shaking! God, they don't deserve to live! Me, this is Mrs. Miller! No, up and away!
Oh, Mrs. Miller sounds an awful lot like J-Maids.
Smoky people sucking and jiving and shaking around. Their ass still jiggling and shit. The second the air starts moving, though, they lose their balance and fall. It makes no sense. And then these people that river go with the flow. Come on. Just pretend you're moving along to a cheesy beat. Silly
Negroes. You may remember. When I was on a Montel show, I always gave out my predictions. So what I want to do today is I want to give you predictions because this has been a hard couple of years for all of us, I think. I don't think anybody in the world, as we know, even globally, hasn't been affected. So when I sat down to write my predictions, I thought about all those things.
She looks prolapsed. She has these humongous I swear, it looks like a prolapse.
The first heading is politics. President Obama is doing a good job, and we will see when the dust settles, health care will be better for everyone. I was so amazed.
Especially you with your lung cancer.
Getting all round up. Please, please listen to me. I said, wait till the dust settles. Wait till it all settles down, and you're going to find out that there is going to be health care. Sure, we know some is better than others, but everyone is going to be under some kind of...
Yes, yes, sister.
Go, Sylvia. So hi. They pay for your tranny surgery.
Listen, someone had a very good... Charlene Powell thought, she asked, what do you think was on the Haitian earthquake victims on time? And some suggestions.
Can you let me shut this off before you do this?
While we're on it, this is going to be my predictions, but I do want to tell everybody, please quit worrying about 2012. The Mayans ran...
I love when she debunks all that silly stuff. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, people make suggestions about what we're on, certain people's icons, and suggestions include rocky like a hurricane, jump, shake your love, I just can't shake your love, I feel the earth move by Carole King. Mad was still the food aid from a dead Haitian's islands. So true, Justin, so true. Now I've got a haiku.
A dead what's islands?
Haitian. Oh. I've got a haiku. Oh, there's another. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Come on.
Yeah, do the haiku.
Haiku, it's...
Wait. I gotta shut your echo off. How the...
Good Christ, you're so retarded.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Geraldine. It's from Lisa Catherine.
Morally.
See Dave. See Dave's spokes. Oh, carpe sarcoma. Old men won't notice. Okay.
Again, please.
Excuse me?
Again, like the Teletubbies.
See Dave's spokes. Oh, carpe sarcoma. Old men won't notice. What are you doing?
Calling Sylvia Brown.
The offices of Sylvia Brown, spiritual teacher and world-renowned psychic. And psychic son, Chris Dufresne. Chris, born with the same psychic ability as Sylvia, has been doing readings for almost 25 years.
I don't want him. I want my sister.
The office is closed now, but you can still leave messages for the office staff.
No.
If you are interested or have any questions about a psychic reading or to check availability, please press 0 now.
Press
and
0.
Leave a message with your daytime phone number.
I don't want
to live. I know. I thought maybe
after the
real.
Beep. And we will call you.
It says you can schedule a reading, Gerald.
I'm sure that's very free.
Would you please schedule a reading?
Right.
I want to talk. Do you think Sylvia Brown is dead? Why is this other guy answering her phone?
I have a bunch of really bad jokes that I'm sure will make you laugh. They're from Baby Jane. They're really retarded. Okay. Why did Helen Keller wear tight pants?
I don't know why.
So people could read her clips.
That's kind of funny.
What has 1,000 legs but can't walk?
Centipede?
Jerry's kids.
Okay. These are kind of dumb, but okay.
That's what I told you. What's funnier than a dead baby?
10 dead babies?
Dead baby in a clown suit. Why do I hear myself?
I'm playing a message. I don't know what it was. Somebody, I think it was Charlene. It was a all right, okay, I think, Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. Now here's another message that just came in.
Hi, Madge. Your chat room is broken. It makes it really difficult to donate if it can't have no text. So, can you fix the chat? Thanks. Well, I'm Madge.
What?
These people. Madge, would you add a link? Turn off the echo.
Baby Jane N-word, what?
Turn off the echo.
I
thank
did.
You.
Now add a link on your page because you're making people go to your website and the chat is broken on there or something for some people. So add a link to the goddamn Ustream for those retarded
people.
You
have to yell at me like that. I didn't use no goddamn wire hangers.
I'm sorry.
I have the donation link right there, yeastradio.com.
Okay.
Nothing's broken. It works.
Okay.
What did you just remove?
Nothing. Wanda says, I'm not racist. I have a black guy in my family tree. Has been hanging in it since 1887. Oh, that's not nice.
And look, there's a button. It has the link. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh,
why do women have two sets of layups?
Dunno. One to have babies with.
So they can piss and moan at the same time.
This is from Horisa?
No, this
what
is from
Baby
Jane.
Why are you removing all this?
I didn't remove that.
It says removed by Cheryl Markowski.
Well, how is that possible when I didn't even, I wasn't even in the chat room?
Liar.
J-Mace posted that.
Oh,
look.
Really? Oh, smart.
Ooh, woo.
That's Hagatha trying to call. Hagatha, when you call, this is the sound.
Don't answer it.
I'm not.
Why did Jews have big noses?
Because air is free. Right.
What's the difference between a black man and a pizza? Pizza.
Pizza's yummy.
Pizza can feed a family of four. What do you call a black doctor?
I don't fucking know. These are dumb.
What do you call him?
A black doctor.
Yeah. What?
A black doctor.
That's racist, you whore. Okay.
Look, I'm removing all these removals. How do you like that?
Excuse me?
I'm removing all these removals. I'm removing them. You see that? Do you see that?
Excuse me?
Do you see that?
Did you see that?
Baby Jane N-word stole them from you. Charlene, you are not Charlene Powell because you're spelling your name wrong. Charlene is spelled S-H.
Remover? I've written a letter to Pear Fatty.
I'm removing all the removals.
Well, let me see this letter. I can read it out loud.
Wait a second. Where is our goddamn money? I forgot about that. We only had 10 minutes for free from last week.
Okay.
We have to stop if there's no money coming in.
Well, and I thought you were doing a contest so that people can have one of those nice AIDS DVDs.
People pay $50 for these.
Well, that's retarded.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Not a single dollar.
I don't know why. You were stapled to the chicken? Okay, yes, yeah. $50. Earn it, spend it, spread it. Now, Nate, I've got a question.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to let you know that you've been fined for lapsing in the dorm. Second of all, I wanted you to know that you're a bitch. Third of all, I would like you to know that, you've got the AIDS.
Cheryl, you shouldn't be smoking in the dorm. How many times did I have to tell you, you stupid bitch?
What?
Fuck you.
What happened?
You heard me.
Okay, I'm hungry. Too soon.
I'm sick of having $200 in my goddamn checking account all the time. Well, if you wouldn't go to fucking McDonald's, then you'd have more money. Well, you don't go to the fucking store. There's nothing in the kitchen.
What happened? What?
Do you know what chaos stands for with respect to hoarding?
Chaos. I don't know what's going on now.
Can't have anyone over syndrome.
Is that your problem?
My friend Jenny told me that today. She's a clutterer, and she watches hoarders. And she's been trying to unclutter because she's scared of hoarders, because she's one of them. So she read this. She got this book about how to unhoard. And it said, chaos. Just you think of that. It means you can't have anyone over. That's what I used to have remembered last year.
That's a good point. Maybe, Justin says, maybe you should sell out so that you can pay for ice cream and health care. I agree.
Oh, that fucking Blue Cross. Don't even get me started on those mother N-words. God damn motherfucking Blue fucking Cross fucking...
Right, right.
Panty poop porn trailer with Oprah and Greenspan shitting selves. Oh, that was private.
Now, Madge, can we share this wonderful album artwork that we got this week?
We got some album art?
From James, remembered?
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I'm sod, but I don't remember right now. Now.
What?
Yeah, post the linky. Sure.
Hold on.
I also have some really old album art that we never used. It's really funny, where we're both resting on a pile of eels, like the fish.
Fish? This is the Biggest Loser one needs. Remember that yet? Biggest Loser.
Oh, God. That's so funny. How could I forget that? I love that.
It's the best.
I love that. But am I that big, Cheryl, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get your laps that small? I thought it would be your, you know, isn't it kind of too big to fit in them panties?
What do you mean?
How do you fit your laps into those
pants? James said, I cannot tell which Roach is more proud of, her weight loss or 6-inch clit soft.
Soft? Now, look, I'm going to send you one that we... Tell me if you've ever seen this one, because this is a funny one. I don't even know who did this, but it's from a while ago. I'm using that Duty Scrunch to send it up to the sky right now.
Duty?
Okay.
Jesus.
There we go. Click it. Click it! I said click it. There's us with some fish.
Oh. Well, that's...
Do you like that? I love your skin.
I don't think that James did that one.
I love it. It's really old. I found it from a long time. But I love the skin.
It's cute, but I'm glad that James has been doing lots for us.
James is amazing. I love his album art. But I have to say, I love when anyone does album art. But I especially love James's ziz.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need a theme song for True Duty. Oh my God, Gerald's the Biggest Loser. I hate when my fat shows like that in a t-shirt. That is the worst, when your fat rolls stick out like that. Oh, okay. Gerald, I just hate, and your layups. Remember when we took that picture at the gym when you were visiting May?
Yeah.
Remember how I said, oh my God, it smells like fish from Get That Laps Out of My Face? That's why I was making that face there.
Look at this, Matt.
No.
This is inspired by the last True Duty.
Oh, I haven't seen this one.
It's new. A Moment in True Duty. Smudge. Free Iran written on Tyra's face. Oh, Tyra, now you're fighting for the people. You're such a political extremist now. I look like Jackie O.
Did Tyra do that? Mm-hmm. Who cares? I don't care. Banks.
Black.
Wow.
That's kind of ironic for her last name to be Banks. Anyways.
So my question about irony on Twitter today, I'd like to discuss it because we should be serious, and you were questioning me about it, but is it ironic?
Madge, don't get me started.
Is it ironic for somebody to do bareback porn in order to pay for their AIDS medication? Is that irony or not?
Madge, is this true?
What difference does it make?
They're letting them continue?
It's a postulate. I'm postulating this.
No, because it's true.
True duty?
I can't believe you, Madge, that you would keep doing that.
Cheryl, it is a goddamn hypothetical.
Right.
I'm not concerned about the ethics. I'm concerned about the word.
Clearly, because all you need is your money so you can buy your ice cream. Who cares about AIDS?
Forget about the AIDS. I'm asking if that's ironing.
I think that is your life. Going.
Is it irony?
Dick Starr's working at the dorm?
Jeffrey Taylor understands the English language. So it's not irony? Okay. See, I don't really understand the difference.
It's fucked up.
The gift of the Magi in reverse. Yeah, but fucked up isn't really, you know, that's just...
Should be illegal. That's what it is.
It's a tragedy. Rock me like a hurricane. I need retards in my life. I miss the retards.
You've never had a Downs person on this gram. They'd like it. They'd be very excited.
They'd start masturbating with the microphone and get it all skanky and duty-ish.
We need a new fatty, too.
We do need a fatty. I'm working on a replacement fatty, though. I was auditioning some... where was I? I was auditioning a fatty earlier.
Have you ever fucked a Downs person besides Hank?
Hey, Charlene Powell, Dace is no longer with us. You can't say bad things about him. What was the question, Cheryl?
What?
What was the question you just asked while this person was being rude?
Have you ever fucked a person with Downs besides Hag?
No, but I'm sure Hagathard AIDS has.
Okay. Man, you need to do a talent show or a variety hour. That's true.
Hagath, I'll let you on the show for the rest of the show if you give me $300 through PayPal right now.
No, it's if you gain 300 pounds. Oh, sure.
No, $300.
Okay.
Cash.
Okay.
And plus whatever you want to give to Cheryl.
No.
Well, then $600.
Okay.
600 Hagather days.
Good.
PayPal, there's a button at yeastradio.com. Oh, is this a movie discussion we're having, Justin Feed? We're having a movie. This is Siskel and Ebert. Only this is Ebert now.
I've got a poem for you.
What?
Madge accidentally went to the pork to see a young lady who wanted to fuck. Madge managed to find her, but she looked better on Grindr. The ugly stick had left quite a mark. Feeling.
Oh, you mean like duty?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? I don't understand. Do we see Colin Firth Bottom? Do we see Colin Firth Bottom? Oh, and the single man. Oh, okay, I get it. Is that another movie where a straight person plays a gay person? Ugh, whatever.
Who cares?
He'll probably kill himself while he's getting a massage. Like, what was that Bareback Mountain person's name that looked like George Bush?
What?
Oh, Hoarders. We're making our own show called Hoarders, Cheryl. It's spelled W-H-O-R-E-D-E-R-Z. Hoarders.
Okay, what channel that's going to be on?
Excuse me?
Well, I said, what channel that's going to be on?
Bravo.
Okay. This is another haiku. Okay. She spends so much time at toilets for one reason. AIDS medication. Okay, and this is inspired from last week's Grum.
Yeah.
When somebody who may remain nameless but has AIDS joined chat from the internet cafe.
Oh,
this is one small step for an AIDS queen, one giant
leap
for AIDS kind. That's from Baby Jane.
No. I expect much more from Baby Jane than that. Read it again.
That's true. Somebody, please write a haiku about Madge and the deaf Colombian who paid her $1.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
We didn't forget AIDS.
It wasn't Colombian. It was Ecuador. Okay. It was Ecuador, just to be factual about it. Read that last one from Baby Jane again, please.
This is one small step for an AIDS queen, one giant leap for all AIDS kind.
That's ridiculous. Baby Jane did not write that.
Yes, she did.
No.
Yes.
No, that was Per Fatty.
What? Who
wrote it. Mm-hmm. Per Fatty.
Why?
Sabotaging Baby Jane's poetry career.
He worked at the Shrimp Factory?
No, he works at that Jeffrey M. Lemmet, that lawyer on the TV. What's his name? Jeffrey M. Lemmet.
Birth of the Nation.
What's his name? What he works at Rent-A-Center. What is that place on the TV that Baby Jane said she works at? Remember?
Per Fatty has a huge dick. Oh,
Peter Francis Geraci.
Okay. What about her?
That's where PF workies.
No, he don't. No.
Well, then it said he worked at the fish factory. No, that was a different Ecuador.
No,
person.
They were talking about the person that gave you a dollar.
I know, but that person. No, there were two gals.
Perch processing plant.
The perch plant.
Thing.
Listen, no, there were two different tricks there. The one with the fish plant was different. That was not the one that gave me a dollar. Right. The dollar was the deaf
person. The man in the park.
The fish woman.
Man.
God damn you.
Okay.
Get my gender wrong after all these years.
I hate you, you whore.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Fishwife.
Don't
he
break
was not deformed.
Funny.
What are you talking about? No, this break, this is a good mic. You don't destroy it. That's why I have this mic. This is the same mic that Rush Limbaugh uses. And he's filed.
Okay.
Filed. Well, I wouldn't break the microphone if it wasn't for Cheryl being... I have to hit her sometimes, and this is the only way I can hit her.
Okay. He gave you worms.
You know, I'm upset about something, and I wasn't going to talk about it.
Okay, well, tell me. Is it about the age?
No. I was babysitting the other day, and Patrick came with me, and I brought Trotsky.
Okay.
And I took a cab home, and I paid for it myself, even though I was babysitting, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but that's just part of it. But the thing is...
Patrick can be the new fatty, yes.
Stop that. Listen. So we go to get the cab. It takes forever where my sister lives. And I'm waiting. And I have Trotsky in his bag, his duffel bag. And I'm like, fuck, where's the goddamn... So finally a cab comes, pulls over. And as we get in the cab, it says, no dogs. I'm a Muslim.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just gave him the finger, you know? I'm like, fuck you. And then Patrick's like, Madge, there's a cop behind you. I'm like, so what? You can't flip off a cab driver in front of a cop? Hello? But anyway, so then the next cab was also, he's speaking Arabic, so I assume he was a Muslim. But he let me in with the dog. And then I researched it on Google, Gerald. I know you like my corn, but I researched it on Google. And... there's quite, like, evidently in Orthodox Islam, dogs are filthy, like pigs. You're not allowed to keep them as pets. Cheryl is Gerald Jeffrey Taylor.
Muslim underwear bomber.
Gerald likes my corn. Gerald likes my... Hang on, I need an I have to explain this.
No, listen.
No, I have to explain this to Jeffrey Taylor. Just chill out.
Okay.
Shh. Just relax.
Oh my God.
He likes the way I do my corn. Isn't he a treasure for corn?
He?
Look at how he chows right through my corn. It's my only pleasure. I boil it on the hot plate.
This song sucks. Turn it off.
Bless his soul. He knows which side my corn is buttered on. Very lacks a mother's tender care.
Anyway. So, that's Gerald. You're going to make me cycle if you keep doing this. Oh. Now you know what you're going to do. You're going to make it a competition?
Man, I got a spam on Skype. It's not happened before. It's from Viagra. Vicodin ES. Xanax, Ambien, Toma, Phentamine, Valium, Ativan, Flagyl, Zithromax, Prednisone, Prozac, Ultrum, Tramadol. These are all good black names. I'm putting thank you, Viagra, on Skype. Me a huge bunch of new names for my duty. It's very kind.
Do you like my corn? Do you like the way I make my corn?
Not really.
Even when I make it?
Vicodin wallets.
Cheryl, are you having a problem keeping your layups hard? What's the problem keeping your layups hard? Can't keep them up? Huh?
No, it's a word.
Cheryl, how many times do I have to tell you tie them together with those strings they use to tape together a roast beef? Why can't you just string your lips together like it's a roast beef? like we used to do in the glory holes. Remember back in the days?
What are you talking about?
Imagine, remember what we used to do with our lapses?
We used to braid them?
Cheryl.
I love the Ativan.
Look, where the fuck is it? Oh, Ativan. So the truth is out.
What? I love that. Yuck.
Gerald likes it. I can't find it. The one time it's fucking appropriate. The Imagine Cheryl. Imagine Cheryl, Imagine Cheryl, Imagine Cheryl. Here's this cock sucking. No.
Man, did you get fucked by an Amber Berkey?
Excuse me?
Someone wanted to know if you got fucked by that camp driver.
Yeah, after he kicked out my dog.
Imagine Cheryl are going to put cock rings around their lapses and get gay guys to suck on them through the glory hole.
So you can use a couple cock rings to put your laps together. You don't need to use that horrible Pfizer medication. Or, like I said before, you just tie some string like a roast beef. You know what I'm talking about, a rump roast?
Excuse me?
A roast beef. Will you tie it, Cheryl?
I'm not tying my roast beef.
Your layups. Well, you'd rather take pills?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe a 25-year-old needs to take Viagra to keep her layups
hard. Listen,
Boy or girl, I'm kind of scared.
Jim Crow DJ is a guy. If I be a girl, I'm afraid I'm going to have to be. Who do I get the cocoa on?
Excuse me?
I got the cocoa on.
What?
I think we should get the cocoa door.
You come eat this shit.
No, hurry though.
Yes, you is. Precious, if you don't get this goddamn plate.
Man. Who work at the cocoa door, man?
Where did you get this from? What is this?
Well, listen. Strip club DJ sent me an email and he said, listen. I was looking on you stream and I found some bollocks. And I was talking to them, and I mentioned the cocoa to him, and I was messing with them, and he sent me a cleanup. Who worked at the cocoa to him?
Precious.
No, she don't. What movie?
I'm hungry.
She gave me a raw pig's feet, three.
Please?
Excuse me?
Please? Pig's feet?
Right.
Thank you. Just because he gonna give you more children than he gave me, you think you something fucking special? Fuck you and fuck him!
Man, so I received a very disturbing message.
Press it! Get down here, bitch! You want that white bitch up in my house? Why would you bring that bitch up in here?
I didn't bring her here.
Well, why the fuck did she bring my buzzer?
Man.
I can't hear you, Precious, since you got so much motherfucking mouth.
Man, so the question is,
why would that bitch ring my goddamn buzzer?
I ain't telling the truth here.
Man, Madge. I have a question. Did Precious finger bang her mom in Raw Pigs Feet 3? Did she?
How did you know it's not even out yet?
What?
Raw Pigs Feet 3. How did you know what goes on? I mean, I'm not confirming nor denying it, but how did you know if it is true?
Now, Matthew, I received a very disturbing message from somebody that has the same voice as you. And I don't know if you've bought a relative.
Now, right?
Hey, listen, okay?
Oh, bitch. Quit it. Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Quit it.
Just because he's going to give you more children.
What?
You quit it now.
Girls.
Clinic.
Girls.
His name is Tom, but his name is Lane.
And go ahead. I'm listening now.
Okay.
McEnward had a nigger toilet. A nigger toilet here and a nigger toilet.
Why does it sound like me? Who did that? That's really a good imitation.
Well, I'm the wisdom it said at the end. Why did you say Edward if you're going to say the evil?
I don't know who did that. That's
you're choking just like you did on your father's penis, honey.
That's so funny. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, I am.
Start over. Play it again.
Okay.
Old McEnward had a nigger toilet. E-I-E-I-O. With a nigger toilet here and a nigger toilet there. Here a nigger toilet, there a nigger toilet. Everywhere a nigger toilet. Old McEnward toilet had a nigger toilet. E-I-E-I-O.
What did he say at the end? Or
this is Wanda Wisdom.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it sounded just like you.
That's amazing. She's really good at impersonations. Well, she's been podcasting for a long time, so she knows good impersonation skills.
I guess. I also got a message from a professor.
They were side by side. You couldn't sit down. And he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of his anatomy.
I got a message from a Berbeta Clemens.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no! My name is Berbeta Clemens! And I got a little thing to say with your sweet cheeks! 12 years ago, you stole my favor, and you threw him in the dumpster on my prom night! Prom night! A prom night! And since then, I've been anorexic and bulimic, and I've been psychic, and I can brain melt people. I got the leprosy. Give me back my baby. I don't want to go dumpster diving.
Okay.
What in the fuck was that? I mean, seriously.
Clemens and I got a thing to
say.
You sweet cheeks. 12 years ago, you stole my baby.
No, I heard it. I just don't understand it.
My prom night.
I don't know her that long.
Then I'm anorexic and bulimic.
I think you're really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you want to stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman? I'm going to show you what real women do, bitch. See, you don't know what real motherfucking women do. Real motherfucking women sacrifice. I should have aborted your motherfucking ass because you ain't shit. I knew the day the doctors put you in my goddamn hand, you wasn't a goddamn thing. And you had that smirk on your face, bitch. Now, smell my ass. Smell my ass, you fat bitch.
That's good.
I'ma kill you, bitch.
What at? Man. Excuse me? Now, what other content do you have for this Grom?
Well, let's see here.
And janitors don't like cleaning
up. Okay, I know what I can get you. You got to stall, though, while I pull this up.
Since you're a icon.
This is something very special.
Four great nights with one guy. He asked to move in way too soon. Found out he was a houseboy and hated his living situation. Now I'm torn. Dunno what to do, just Jamie.
Let's see.
Manch does love the nigger incestuary.
Cheryl, stop that. Hold on, just talk or something. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Your duty.
Okay.
Have you seen this video of the twins fucking?
What?
There's this video. Yeah. Of these twins, these Russian twins.
I might have seen it.
You might have. Isn't that fucked up? Research. They actually, like, I've seen twin videos where they kiss and they fuck other people. But this one,
kind of hot.
I'll send you a link to anyone who sends me at least $10. Seriously.
Okay.
$10. $10. Although I really shouldn't. Justin Feed can have it anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus went under the rope and was wedged somehow between there, this counter, and this wall. She's also accumulated large amounts of fecal matter in plastic bags or in soiled diapers.
There's feces everywhere. There's a 4-foot pile in the bathroom. There's it looks like a 1-foot layer on the base of the kitchen.
Okay, thanks. I'll check that, Lisa. Thank you. I haven't checked.
That's going to be a whole lot of work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me share this with Jane.
Found her wedged in the kitchen between the chair and
Lisa,
the door.
Do you want me the link to this thing?
Yes, I get a diaper. And laying in basically a bed of trash and a used adult diapers. And they
adult
diapers. She had... First, we can skim off the garbage, we can get rid of the fecal matter, and she's not sentimentally attached to that. She doesn't feel like she needs to keep it.
Well, 3 pounds of bags.
So we're already out of time.
3,000 pounds of poo.
Yeah. So we're already at 3,000 pounds of poo, but we're going to be probably
3,000 pounds of poo.
Okay, James, you should have gotten it in the mail.
How bad the urine got and the feces got in this room. It literally
Lisa, did you want the link?
Tile, basically.
If you want the link, send me your email address and IM and send me a donation. Oh, the password I have to give you. So send me an IM so I can give you the password. Both of you.
Okay.
Send me your... Lisa Gibbons.
Get it
send
done.
Me an IM on this thing. This thing.
Get it done.
What do you call this thing, Cheryl? You know what it's called. What do you call this damn thing? Chat room.
$1 million US.
Okay. Hold on. You're doing a good job of stalling because it's not done downloading.
Man jacks out the precious story because some Grammy's vagina.
Excuse me?
So true.
Oh, good. I think it's done downloading.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's still downloading. Sorry. Stopped? Who stopped it? Damn it. Oh, no, here's one. This is a good one. Oh, and toilet. That's the password.
Why is this video not loading?
I just whispered the toilet. The password.
Man.
What?
I heard that.
Shh. Is that the corn song?
Oh, they play after special children. Quiet.
Gerald, I'm ready. Gerald, do you like my corn or not?
No.
This is good. Will you fucking let me do this? Make Cheryl shut up. Cheryl, stop it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you, man.
I have a good thing to play for you. It's about sex parties. Come on.
What?
It's about sex parties. Jerry likes my coin.
Excuse me? What's going on?
Listen, you stupid cunt. Just listen.
I did a lot of freaky shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Even throwing sex parties and shit, which I currently still do, you know what I'm saying? And do advertisement as well, you know what I'm saying? You can check me out, 42nd and St. Lawrence Street, second floor back door, y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shit, limousines, I done fucked up a sleeping bag, fam, you know what I'm saying? That shit is hot, though. Sex parties be off the chain, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you have some free liquor for the ass, charge them an admission fee, strip to the dough, you can get them towels and shit, you know what I'm saying? Condoms, I have a motherfucker really want to get out, and shit, motherfuckers doing what they want to do, Joe. Then you got a couple of,
step
through, you know what I'm saying?
None of that.
And that's cool, too. Some motherfuckers want to do shit to, you know what I'm
saying?
Or the party, or waiting on that tight motherfucker to come through. Shit, you know, I have something for everybody, though. You know what I'm saying? You're a tight dude, you know what I'm saying? Cool.
None of that.
You know what I'm saying? Real tough. He really got some mad action, Joe, you know what I'm saying? Can't wait to get up in that nigga ass again, for real, though.
Now, this is perfect.
Was that, man, I have no idea what that was about. Was that a drug deal?
It's a movie. He was talking about sex parties.
You go into, just got a little bit of a wild slide.
Eat the dead skins.
Wow. Look more nuts.
What's that?
Slurping.
Why is it so doozy? Oh, yeah, isn't it hot, yeah? Oh, it smells like watermelon, Nigga.
Listen, Cheryl, listen.
Is that audio footage from the Haiti earthquake?
Yeah, this is the Haiti earthquake.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I think just the cutest little chicken boots.
Man. This is so cute, that's annoying.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. Man, can you make a video where you show them using the fleet?
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then you can play a clip of that old black woman saying, cut the water off. Mm-hmm.
You mean the one that says Happy New Year?
Yeah. Happy New Year, we are alone.
Man, what the fuck you did, man? I'm just here trying to blow your motherfucking ass up on the phone. You get a voice, you nigga?
No, man, I got the phone.
Oh, you're trying to bring it out.
Yeah,
we're gonna be working on it.
Let me shut you up. Hold on. Let me turn over the airplane. God, I know you took your 30,000 medications. Okay, go ahead.
Match can film a bareback prawn set in the wreckage of the Twin Towers. Maybe they can meet in the stairs after the plane hits, or they can be firemen, or maybe they're the hijackers. Either way, it would be bareback and set in the wreckage of the Twin Towers. Going?
Okay. Thank you.
Too soon?
Ladies. Lisa and who is this person? I forget.
Did we get any money?
Yes.
What?
Natasha and Tasha? Lisa. We have 55 minutes total, but since we're still in debt, though, because we've used the 55 minutes they gave us, but...
Wait a minute. We have 55 minutes.
But we already used... We've been on for 93 minutes, and we've only had money because we had five from last week. So we're a half-hour deficit. We have 30-minute deficit, Cheryl.
You're a deficit.
So we need $30 before we can even do another Grum, let alone finish this one. Doesn't anybody want my corn?
No, not really.
Jerry likes my corn.
Jerry Blank.
Please help Hades. Madge lost her summer home there. Hades.
You lost your summer home there? God, you're on hard times, Nate.
Dick destruction. Okay, Cheryl, I guess we're done then. Did you have more content or are we done? I mean, since we're on a deficit.
You're always in a deficit, Madge.
Should we call the Edith says call the 700 Club because they're in a pissy mood this week. You want to do that?
Why are they in a pissy mood?
Because of the fucking Hades thing.
No, not really. I don't feel like it.
What do you feel like doing?
I feel like ending the Grom and playing with my Cleop.
Jesus. Hagathur Days, you said you were leaving.
Support Rilch by donating at easeradio.com. Specify it to go to Rilch. Add a Twibum to your avatar now. Text Leos to Haiti. Thank
it's not
you.
Spelled hate. It's spelled H-A-Y.
Okay.
I'll write it. You spell it differently than me, Gerald, but that's okay.
No, I won't. Faggot. Haiti. Okay, Madge, this is a haiku. Madge went to Haiti to find a Rockefeller for anal fissures. Thank you.
With words.
Worder. Spirits.
Word falls. Who's Tim Roth? That name sounds familiar. Do we know him from a long time ago or something?
Tim Roth.
Who is Tim Roth?
Dunno, Nate.
In the chat room. It just sounds like somebody familiar from a while ago. I don't know why.
Oh, boy. All right.
Wasn't he married to Susan Sarandon?
Salmon?
Susan Sarandon.
Too soon. Prop Haiti. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do any of the dorm people have family in Haiti?
I didn't ask. Next question.
It's very rude, Madge.
But she likes my corn, so it's okay.
It's fantasy.
Well, that's a good question, Edith. I don't have all of them. I do have a lot of them.
What show is this? Because remember, you said that you were going to have a very special Grum come out on Martin Luther King Day, maybe the 1,000th Grum. Are you going to do something special?
Well, the problem is, because Patrick was here, I didn't do any solo Grums. So I'm a little behind, but I can probably... When is Martin Edward King Day?
What?
What day is it? Oh, that's why I know you are familiar. Okay, thank you, Tim. That's nice. Monday? How am I going to do...
Maybe you could do some videos.
Can you believe the dorm isn't closed for that?
Seriously?
It's not closed.
Well, that's what MLK would want.
Probably.
He'd want AIDS to be spread
shut up.
The world on film.
I forgot what I was thinking for. Room. What show did I just do? Gerald Likes My Corn.
MLK loves the AIDS.
This is show number 992, which means I have to do 7 shows by Monday? I don't think so.
Don't sit in the back of the bus. Come in those asses.
I have to beat Wanda Wisdom, though, because she's coming up in 1,002. Let's see. Oh, I can't type in Lucky Bitch Radio because, well...
That's right. That's right. It don't exist no more.
You should sell your intellectual property to Lavender. All right. That's a good idea. Hi there, ho there, and hello there, ladies. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Reagan's show again. It's really good. I like it.
Right.
Seriously, his show is
great. Yeah, right. It's edited so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he does
No spaces. It's true.
Oh, my God. What in the fuck is this? Jubblies? Poor people cereal and chicky boobies?
It's very good design, Nate.
And she's making fun of retards on her show. There's a picture of a retard on her show number 964. I'm not a hump-backed midget.
You know, somebody, I'm not going to say who, but they told me that they finally unsubscribed from her grum because it was making them depressed.
Listen, I don't want to hear that.
I said, what? I said, that's not very nice, number one.
Listen,
number two, she's very positive.
I like Wanda's show. She is one of the original podcasters, and there's always going to be people that are going to turn off your grum and pretend that they've listened the whole time, like this fucking asshole.
No, but my point was this. If Wanda Wisdom, who is full of her gratitude and all that crap, can make you depressed, then you might have some problems.
Maybe you already depressed. Right, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. If Wanda doesn't make you depressed, try Madge.
True.
Don't hate on Wanda. She might not record Eat This Hot Show with Madge anymore.
She's very embarrassing.
Listen, I like Wanda. I like her show. I like Reagan. Like her. Like his show. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. All right.
And I don't understand why she makes fun of retards, though. Because I thought she was all goody-goody, and that's why she can't. Oh my God! Recent comments. Hagatha on LBR 963 how to handle a tricked out tranny mamser at Walgreens. What in the fuck? Don't tell me Hagatha's the last person to comment. She's obsessed. Oh God, Cheryl. Hagatha writes, am I barking up the wrong trail? I want to have normal conversations about sober life. I left my neurotic self back at Yeast. She left her phone number. Oh, she's so pathetic.
She left her phone number?
Yes, 773-255-1011.
Wow.
773-255-1011. For AIDS, call 773.
Yes.
For a good AIDS, call 773.
Tim, write it down. Call
255-1011. No, Cheryl has been recording new shows, but they're on Yeast Radio. They're my shows. She's generously donated all of her content to me in exchange for nothing. Gerald likes my... What on earth makes you... Hagathard AIDS, what you don't understand is Wanda Wisdom doesn't return calls or emails from the people she loves most in the planet. She's not going to return one from an AIDS queen. Unless you happen to be wearing...
Can AIDS be transmitted wirelessly? That's a good answer.
Unless you happen to be wearing... What's those things that her boyfriend... What did we call her boyfriend? Puffy pants or something?
Oh, my God.
Cheryl.
What?
What did we used to call her boyfriend that had the panis?
Pudding pants.
What are you, oh my God, and what did J-Maid send you?
No, nothing.
Tell me.
Man, you wanted me to be nice, and I ain't reading this thing. This is very mean.
Who's it mean towards?
One turd. I ain't saying it.
Can you text it? Can you Skype it to me, and I'll determine whether or not it's mean?
No.
Please?
No.
I'll give you $1, an extra dollar next time I transfer money to you.
Not enough.
$1. $1 and one. Come on, you know I'm broke. Do you know how much money I made last year?
Madge, don't get me started. Okay. Don't bring it up.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
Gerald likes my corn. Cheryl, okay. if you don't Skype me that goddamn thing, I'm going to play that fucking corn song again.
No, you're not.
Please.
Okay. This was a quote from somebody, and I'm not going to say who. Okay, all right.
Agatha Dades likes my corn.
Please do send faxes to her.
Gerald.
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Wait, I thought you were sending me the goddamn thing.
I did. You're on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, well, Annie.
100%.
Little Annie Panny. Okay, I'm off Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
Send it again. Pulse.
Oh. Pulse. And even 100%.
Yeah, that's too mean.
Okay, I thought so.
But, I'm like, what could that mean, that Cheryl wouldn't say it? Oh, that is.
She is sick. Please worry about her.
Gentle audience, there are things that even Cheryl won't do.
That's right.
There are things that even Cheryl will not do.
Cheryl. C-H-E-R-Y-L-D.
Gerald.
Capital L and a D.
I can't. I was going to make the computer say it, and I can't. This is really bad. I couldn't even make the computer say it. What's wrong? Am I growing a conscience? A moral compass? Oh, that's terrible. Someone just prank called Agatha Dates. What did they say?
Is it recorded?
What?
The prank call.
Yeah, if you're going to prank call, this is a good point. If you're going to prank call Turd Aids, at least record it. Hello? Madge, this is Hagatha. Oh, wait, I think I have a voicemail from her. That can't be harmful. Voicemails don't turn back. Don't talk back. Oh, I have been taking the bus so much, I got so many fatties, Gerald Prolips. Hold on.
I don't know why you won't talk to me.
Dude.
Really, really rude.
Oh, this is last week. Boring. I want to watch you live. I wish you... God, she's a loser. Oops.
Dude, why did you say dude? Who says that?
Agatha'd like... She says that when she's trying to pick up...
She's so straight.
Head injured. Billies.
Very straight. Okay, all right, we run out of time.
Hagatha Davis, we'll have you back, just not every week. That's just too much Hagatha.
But keep harassing Wanda.
Wanda was... Wait a second, Hagatha says, it said, is this the AIDS queen on the prank phone call, and that's all? What did you say?
Well, Hagatha plus Nick Stuara equals more dead black people than Haiti. So true.
What is all this? There's more? You'll say, oh, come on. Who said that?
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
These things that somebody said about...
Yes, I know.
It just gets worse and worse.
I told you.
You'll say the N-word, but you won't talk about blank, 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 blank laws. Well, I'm glad
I added the laws.
Of course you did.
You know what? Actually, today somebody twatted at me, and it was on the Marcus of the couch, that whore, And I said something like, yeah, I responded, and listen, I said, lousy, yes. And he said, English, please, what the fuck is lousy at? And I said, Christ, you are dumb. Yes equals yes with a lisp. Say it out loud, you stupid whore. Lousy equals lol, as pronounced. See, for example, Happy New Year, biatch, lols. He didn't respond.
Did you put that in your dictionary, in your lingo page or whatever?
No.
You should. Honestly, Edith, I appreciate $20, but it's not, it's really worth more than that. For me, she wants me to read these things that are terrible about Wanda. Because yeah. I run the risk of getting a really bad email from Wanda, and I don't want to do that. I've done that once before where when I was talking about things, I don't even remember what it was. Something she didn't like.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. So I don't, no. I am not a sellout. Okay.
Right.
I am not going to sell out my friendship with Wanda Wisdom for
$20.
It's just not worth
for
it.
For 30, yes.
However, if you give it to Cheryl through me, and Girdle.
Hey, guy.
Gerald likes my corn. She really does. So I have good news. My friend David Serta was named one of the top 50 performers in Chicago. Stage performers, or stage people, really. It's not just performers. I was very happy about her. And I sent her a Facebook, and I said, paste it, Cheryl. Paste it. Whatever you're laughing at, paste it now.
I'm not laughing at it.
Paste it now. Don't fucking lie to me.
Okay. I did a while.
God, if Madge reads it, Wanda will turn into a
another one.
Turn it into a fundraising opportunity to get a what? To what her what? At the white party? Oh no. Everything surrounding blank blank is a blank to blank. Impress a man or get blank blank. These are terrible things. Good content, though. Too bad I can't read it. I'm glad three of us find it funny. Me, Gerald, and Wanda Wisdom. That's what's so weird about it. Like, why would Wanda be saying nasty things about herself? Gerald likes the corn in my duty. She does.
Yeah, Gerald. Man, you're going to blow it up with all that drink.
This is my second one today. I'm addicted to Monster. The other one was in the morning. I went to the dentist.
I'm sure that monster held that dentist appointment.
Listen, the dentist, she so conned me. I mean, seriously, you know what she did to me?
What?
She's like, so how are your teeth? I'm like, fine, except, you know, I grind my teeth at night. She's like, how do you know? I said, because it hurts in the morning. I can feel it. She said, okay, well, then you need a mouth guard.
Okay.
So she takes impressions like what Griselda does to get the penises. She puts this goop in my mouth while she talks about her dogs. Takes it out, does the impressions. And I'm leaving the office, and my insurance is pretty good because I'm still on the Cobra, and it usually covers everything. After the deductible, I generally don't have to pay, you know, anything really. I mean, not the deductible. It's just, it's good insurance. So then the checkout lady says, okay, well, you had a credit on your account. She said, so your total is $818. I said,
what?
I said, $8.18. She said, no, $818. I was like, what? This fucking dentist did this and didn't even tell me it was going to cost $800. She just knows that I have good insurance.
So did you cancel that little impression person?
No.
You're going to get that $800 guard?
Well, insurance pays for 80%. So
wow, you're very poor. You're so destitute.
I need money. Yeah, but the problem is if I keep gritting my teeth, and it's because of the antidepressants.
Well,
if I
you
keep
know,
gritting
you
my
get,
teeth, then I'll have to fucking replace the goddamn teeth. What's more expensive, new teeth or a goddamn plastic uvula?
Right.
Like I'm even going to use the fucking thing. Who am I kidding? It's like those goddamn things fat people use when they snore. What the hell are those giant machines for sleep apnea? You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen these fat? When I was in the mental hospital, honest to God, I don't know why I never told you this story. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Skype fuck up time. I can't believe I never. When I was in the mental hospital with Lauren Bacall, they wheeled in this obese man, and he was so fat they had to wheel in a double bed. You know, when somebody's really fat, they have to bring in a double wide. And it's like such, there's so much theatrics because, you know, these four orderlies push this humongous person.
Dr. Lizwood says, I have the same problem, Madge, but he used a $20 guard from Walgreens. Okay.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes.
That makes me feel really bad, Dr. Leswood. It's just like with the feet, isn't it? It's just like with the goddamn feet. You know what I mean? When they the foot doctor will charge you $1,000 for what a Dr. Scholl will charge you $2 for.
Well, then you're stupid if you get the goddamn whatever.
All right, I'm stupid.
Yes, fine. We'll keep giving you money. Right. Okay.
Gerald likes my corn. What was I just going to talk about before you ruin it? Oh, the fatty. So I'm in the mental hospital, and they wheel in this fatty, and there's this giant machine, and I'm like asking the nurse, what's your viral load, Agatha? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I think that question needs to be answered. And he had this gigantic machine. It was like a respirator, and it was just for sleep apnea. A giant sleep apnea machine for a fatty. Anyway, that's all.
Matt, you have a lot of stories that
Who's
start
Meth
with,
Chan? Who is Meth
Chan? Start with, so I was in the mental hospital.
Well, I love the mental hospital. It's wonderful. That's why I can't get insurance.
And they're fucking intactable.
Can you see that beautiful painting behind me? Is it in the picture or not?
No.
A pretty painting.
Hag, post it on Flickr like Nick Card. Prove it.
You see that picture? It's just in the corner. It's a flower.
T-cell count.
Flower. Do you see that flower in the corner?
Right.
Flower.
Beautiful, right.
That is a painting my friend Nicole made for me when I was in the mental hospital, and it's called
Did It Help You, Nate?
What are you typing, Gerald? Gerald. Hold on. I'm going to preemptively fix the thing so it doesn't Skype out. Oh, and I want to tell you, I know what happened last week. Remember when we crashed?
Yeah.
And you said because of BitTorrent, and I said no, and I checked Patrick's computer, and he wasn't in BitTorrent. What I forgot is that on the computer he's using, I set it up so that whenever you reboot it, it loads.
It's brown.
BitTorrent.
It's brown. That's very smart.
So it was that. You were right, and I was wrong. Get fucked.
Surprise.
No, I have a book. Look on my Facebook. James sent me a beautiful picture just before the show. And it's the cover of my new book. Did you see it, Gerald?
No.
You didn't see it, Gerald? I'm hit. All right, don't look. I'll send it on the pictures thing.
Okay.
I want you to all see it at the same time. It's very beautiful and ace. Gerald likes the corn I push out of me. It's so hard. Gerald likes my corn because she is ugly. Oh, yes, certainly is. Gerald is a whore and she likes corn and I like talking about corn. And this musical will get canceled. And it did because it sucks and it's about corn and nobody cares. All right, hold on. Except Brandy Beards. All right, I dragged it. All right. Corn. I'm tweeting it. It's called Corn. Oh, well, why did I tweet it to fucking... I didn't mean to tweet it to goddamn fucking Facebook. I have to keep my shit separate.
Right.
Gerald. Gerald, do you like my corn or not?
No.
Why not? That hurts me. You know I get very emotional.
Lady Gaga and Oprah, what?
You know I get emotional about my corn. My corn. You know I like corn. What's your track phone number, Hagather Days? There it is. Okay?
Tweet.
You see it?
No.
This is my new book that I'm writing.
Madge Weinstein, Going Layups, A Dyke's Life.
Isn't that cute?
That is very cute.
James made that.
Whoa, how come there's not one for me? James,
God
better
damn
make
it, Gerald, you get your own things. Oh, James, this reminds me. I want another. This is for Cheryl. You know how the Lady Gaga poster, the black and white, I think you did a Gerald of it before. But I really want to do it, instead of saying party monster, duty monster with shit all over her face. Please, please do this for me. Duty monster with Cheryl as Lady Gaga, black and white, with one of those mob haircut hat things and shit splattered all over her rotten face. Please, James.
This week at the Waffle House, we had a man throw a plate and walk out because we didn't have no grits without butter. It was very upsetting.
Oh, it's grits? Mm-hmm. I thought it said something else. I thought it said.
Girls.
They didn't have no girls without butter.
Girls.
Apparently, Lady Gaga was on Oprah, and then she talked about me.
I can't talk too much about her before I get sick to my stomach.
Who?
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 And those two nice Rockefeller fellas. Horrible.
Okay.
Gerald likes my corn, and we haven't done this on this show yet.
Women at Large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be physically fit. While exercising with Women at Large, please be aware of your breathing at all times. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. You can be large and be physically fit.
Where do you live, Harissa?
Be large and be physically fit. Meet your Women at Large instructors and...
Oh, can I tell the story about my niece?
Yes, and then we need to go because I'm retired.
No, because we haven't gotten any money. Where do you live? Oh, she lives in Pahunix. I have an uncle in Pahunix.
Would you like a grown-ass dick in you?
A black man asked me, what about this person that says I can move my dick?
A black man asked me if I would like a grown-ass dick in me and work after I slice some ham.
Justin, the clip is from the same thing as the Jerry Likes My Corn song. Are you...
Grey Gardens?
Yes, the musical Grey Gardens. Cool. That was Big Edie.
And those two nice Rockefeller fellas.
Horrible.
Okay, so the story is, we're just gonna have a little background music. So the
no, turn it off.
All right, whore, shut up. Get enough. God forbid we should be entertained.
Okay.
So I was babysitting the other day, mm-hmm. and I have shown my niece the Women at Large video that I made with the help of Cheryl and J-Mates, mm-hmm. and. You know, she liked it a lot. And I think, like, that's the real test of a funny video. If a kid laughs at it, it's good. Because I've shown my niece pretty much, well, a lot of the videos I made, not the dirty ones, of course, and she never thinks they're funny. This is the first one she laughed at, and she really liked it. So I'm like, okay, this is good. If kids like it, it's funny. Because kids don't, you know, they only laugh at things if they're funny.
Wow.
Or if they're about duty. But even things that I do that are...
Or if you force a lapse in their face and say, you better find this funny, you little bitch. I'm like...
Right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So she takes me... So I'm babysitting, and the brother is in one room. She takes me into the other room. She says, and Auntie Madge, show me that women, the fat lady video again. Because I had my iPhone. And I said, well, okay... And so I tried to load it. It was taking forever because somebody was probably using their own network or something. And I'm like, it's not loading. I'm like, why? And I said, why do we have to do it out here? Why can't we show your brother? She said, because my brother will tell Danny. I'm like, so? What's the problem with that?
Gil.
She said, he'll say it's inappropriate.
Gil.
I'm like, why? She said, I know him. And he'll say it's inappropriate. I'm like... Can you believe somebody would think Women at Large is inappropriate?
Well, it's Gil. I mean, you know.
What is inappropriate about Women at Large? Do you know? Seriously.
Well.
Can you guess?
You know, they are children.
The Women at Large are anything but children.
And roll those shoulders.
Okay.
Seriously, Shelby, answer my question.
What are you asking?
Will you fuck my hole?
One time, Droopy Dog, the local meth head, broke our window with a rock and proceeded to strip. She'd be like 48, 50-ish.
Oh, I found something nice.
Well, I hope I'm going to get naked in just a minute, so you better watch out.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, for what? Now, why? I haven't got any warts on me.
But the movie.
I haven't got any warts on me.
That isn't the point, Mother Darling.
Well, it's been about 5,000 minutes for the 30th time, and I've appreciated being on
the
program. And I look forward
to yours. Why?
To reading the last episode of True Duty.
Why the fuck? What the fuck happened to that goddamn fucking bitch?
As I was saying, I look forward to reading the last episode of True Duty.
What do you mean the last episode?
Well,
that's not fair. There's no seasons in True Duty.
Well, you might want to have a conversation with J-Mates about that.
Fuck you, you. No.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable. It's the only thing good on the show, and you're going to end that?
Well, I'm sure that if you gave him money, then maybe he would be willing
to.
Honey, right?
He gives me money, Nate. He gave me Christmas money. I can't give him that money back. That would be stupid. It doesn't make no damn sense.
Well, then give him more.
Oh, he's calling. Hold on. Hold on, J-Mades. I have to call you back so that I can put you on with this Gerald thing. One moment. Gerald, where is this Anning whore? Errol J.
What?
Hold on, I have to get this Jamie N-word on. Hold on. Jame. He was calling me, but, you know, I got to call him to get it on the chat. Hello? Oh, God, don't tell me she's one of these people that can't work a goddamn microphone. Gerald, I mean, J-Mades. AIDS?
AIDS?
Hold on. Oh, I'm getting the I don't know how to fucking use Skype messages now. Hold on. You know what, J-Mades?
Oh,
you're supposed
hello?
To figure out how to use
hello?
The... Hello?
Hello.
Hi, J-Mades. Okay. What's this about True Duty having seasons? That's bullshit.
I'm tired of writing the shit.
How do you think I feel having to produce 3 hours of content with this withered up prune every goddamn week to make $3?
Well, I told her to end it. Over half an hour ago.
That's right. Thank
that's
you.
That's not her fault that she didn't. It's my fault, and I don't want to end it. And Cheryl's on drugs, so it doesn't even matter. She won't even remember this. What has that got to do with my question? What has that got to do with why you're ending True Duty? Because I
already answered your question, because I'm tired of writing the shit.
Gerald, I mean...
Oh, Harissa will gladly take over. Yes,
Listen, J-Mades, you work. You make a lot of money working with those fat... Black women all week.
They keep firing them.
What's wrong? What is it that you do with these black women?
I can't tell you.
Why not? No. Do you like my corn?
I do like your corn. Yes.
Gerald,
I actually like that song.
See, Gerald, James, I mean, J-Mays likes my corn.
Justin,
Gerald.
Harris is trying to pull a Jay Leno on Jamie's Conan.
It's okay because I'm going to play the entire Coon song after we're all done. Mm. Now, Harissa, are you capable? Gerald, would you be okay with Harissa?
No, because she is busy working on other things.
Right, you're doing the cartoon.
That's right.
You know what she told me? She said she's going to get it so that the cartoon is popular, everybody loves it, and then she's going to stop doing it so they can donate money to me. I'm like, well, that's
wait a minute,
strategy.
To you?
And you, of course. That strategy works really well for me, you know? That's why I'm rich.
Right.
Wait a second. You work at the Waffle House. Can't you write it on the placemats or something? Can't you draw your cartoon on the placemats?
Man.
I want to go to Phoenix just to get waited on by Harissa.
Me too.
Would you freak out if Cheryl and I were in, like, came to your table? Wouldn't that be funny? It's
that
almost
would.
Worth it. Let's have Wanda Wisdom run a marathon so we can afford to go.
This is a marathon of
the white party.
The white party?
The white party.
White party, ladies.
Oh no, that's terrible.
She's gonna spread something, y'all.
Look what Charlene just said.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
That's nice, Charlene.
I'm Scott Pelley.
And I'm Cheryl Rakowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on whoreheal.org.
What happened to Andades? I thought he was going to poop his panties.
Now,
On whoreheal.org, not Yeast Radio, I guess.
Now, listen.
I can make a
news
radio
room. What?
J-Maids is on the show. You are not going to end the show when J-Maids is on the show, you stupid cunt. What do you mean we need to end it?
I agree, but J-Maids, would you be willing to write a few more episodes if you were commissioned, i.e. paid?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait a sex cunt.
J-Maids@gmail.com. Please, thanks.
Wait a sex cunt. Wait a sex cunt.
If you give J-Mates, if people give J-Mates a little bit of money, he might be, what is that true, J-Mates?
That's true.
All right, well then give him money. I don't care.
Okay. Nobody's going to anyway. So.
I bet Edith would give you something. Right. E-voice.
Isn't she the one that does that wonderful app we like so much, My Gay Agenda?
That's a good thing that you just interrupted yourself talking about her wonderful app.
Okay. I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob
Sullivan.
I'm Maurice Zucker. I'm Scott Pelley.
I'm Maurice Zucker.
I'm Cheryl Rakowski. Those stories and Andy Rooney poops his panties tonight on whoreheal.org.
Questions?
No. And those two nice Rockefellers. Horrible.
Come on, I don't want to end it.
Okay.
I've had too much energy drink.
Clearly.
Looking good.
I picture Cheryl with a respirator, like being kept awake.
You're torturing me.
That's true. I can call Hagathird AIDS after Gerald is done.
Right.
What if Hagathird AIDS gets me more? I don't think even Hagathird AIDS is there anymore. No, she left. She's on Wanda Wisdom's program.
Talking about spreading something.
She's trying to die.
Women's it's supposed to be pretty.
Yeah, but woman pussy ain't. It's mm-hmm. ugly. Did you see that cartoon that on that? Oh, who cares?
Why?
She lapsed her last T-cell count. Oh, did she leave when you asked her about her T-cells? Is that what happened? Is that why they call it a T-room?
Spreading names.
T-cells, cells. Do cells have cells? Cells. All right, you've convinced me. This is boring. I get it.
All right.
Okay. Send J-Mates money. And,
it's just so fun keeping Cheryl awake when she's passing out.
Fuck you.
Wait a second. Live with Gerald and Corn Duty. Oh, that's what I posted.
Excuse me.
Okay. Gerald likes playing. Okay, I'm going to play the whole song about corn.
Okay.
Well, I would like to thank Gerald and now our special guest, J-Maids, the writer of True Duty, who's going to bring us another three seasons. You know what? I'll announce it now. Yeast Radio has renewed True Duty for three seasons. We have awarded True Duty
VC
another three seasons.
Where's thanks the VC?
Well, our VC is being smoked in reefer format by traffic shaping right now with Procter & Gamble.
Okay. Good.
Nominated for any awards.
We're traffic shaping.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Unders.
Porno pop unders from Gerald Pearl Hips.
You mean exclusiveness of Garrett? You mean exclusiveness of Garrett?
Wonderful.
I'm going
to
get naked in just a minute, so you better watch out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So you can't leave now. You're getting completely loopy.
Looking good.
No.
Cheryl, just talk to the nice women at large, ladies. That's all I'm asking.
I'm going to hang up.
And you can respond. No, talk to them. Talk to Charlene. She wants to talk to you. Talk.
I can't. I can't.
Okay.
Don't make me play Mrs. Miller.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
There's guaranteed food, you turkeys. They had it coming.
Okay.
Remember their spare chicken jigaboos were needed anyways. They didn't have to water or no food. This is a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Anytime a nigger gets killed, it's a blessing in my opinion. Stupid goddamn colors couldn't take a little earth shaking. God, they don't deserve to live.
Okay.
This is Mrs. Miller.
Okay.
It might be brown. I don't understand. I always see these people shucking and jiving and shaking around. Their ass don't shit. The second the earth starts moving, though, they lose their balance and fall.
Alright.
I thought these people had to go with the flow. Come on. Just pretend you're moving along.
Okay. Are we through?
Work that lapse. Work that lapse. Work, work, work,
through?
Work, 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 work that lapse.
Okay.
Oh,
work that lapse.
My God.
That's good.
Okay, I gotta go. Thanks for having me on the gram.
Wait, let me say thank you. Thank you for being on the show,
okay,
ladies and ladies. And I'm just going to play some of a little bit of Grey Gardens and
okay,
a boy.
Hey, bye, honey.
All right. So glad I finally got rid of them. They just wouldn't leave me. Okay, let's play some corn. This is a song you may not have heard of. It's about corn. And Gerald, our friend Gerald Prolapse. Tell her about it.
Jerry likes the way I do my corn. Isn't he a treasure? More corn? Look at how he chows right through my corn. It's my only pleasure. I boil it on the hot plate till all the juice is gone. Bless his soul, he knows which side my corn is buttered on. Jerry lacks a mother's tender care, nobody to need him. Mothers now are barely ever there. Someone's gotta feed him the kind of things that I like. His high school friends all scorn cottage cheese, chamomile, Dr. Norman, Vincent Peale, but Jerry likes my corn. The things you do for me, Jerry, you're my Gibraltar.
The corn is out of this world.
Oh, did I do it nicely? He always compliments me on the way I do my corn. Jerry is a son like my own too.
Sons who never phone you.
More salt? Boys have more important things to do
after they disown you.
And though he hardly says much, I understand his grunts. Hey means hi, yo means yes. Believe me, he's no dunce. Anything that breaks, he knows which tube. Jerry is a fixer, not her. Happy hour starts right after school. Jerry, have a mixer. He tells me things the kids like, and I just feel reborn. Mountain Dew, Super Bowl, sex and drugs and rock and roll, but most of all, my corn.
Jerry, you know what I'd like? Some music. I'm happier when I'm singing than anything I've ever done since I was born. See if you can find that song. Oh, you know, the one I just adore.
Let me help, Mother Darling. I'm extremely organized. I know exactly where to look for that record.
No, let Jerry.
I've got it under control, kid. I can find it.
Jerry can find things in this house right on this bed you couldn't find for half an hour.
So sick of that kid. I mean, I have great pity for him, and I like him.
The trouble is, she's madly in love with him. Oh, pardon me, but it's true.
Well, he might as well leave right now, because he's never going to get it, so that's it.
Get what? Sex with you?
That's all they're after. That's all they're
an
after.
An old person like you? Good God!
Tomcats, all of them. See, I might as well tell him right now to forget about it. Jerry doesn't want any sex with you. Jerry likes his own age.
Oh, yes.
Kids of 17 do not pursue relics of the stone
age. Believe me, I can tell these things.
Jerry doesn't want any sex with you. Jerry isn't crazy. And lesser girls now are easy lays. Same as Edie in her awkward face. Jerry has a new girl every night, and not a one of them have cellulite.
He's gonna be here for years and years and years.
He doesn't want any sex with you. Get out of here.
I want the people I want in this house.
Go away. You're making me very angry. Jerry doesn't fight like two fishwives. Jerry likes relaxing. Me too. Now and then we play my 45s. Hear the old sad sack sing. No picnic growing older. Abandoned and forlorn. Stuck in bed. Stiff with gout. Alcoholic drinks are out. You'll die. The doctors warn. Then quick as a wink, I'm in the pink, 'cause Jerry likes my core. I tell you, that boy is a gift.
Yeah.